All right, kids, it's Saturday. You know what that means?
It means you're not listening.
It means you have stopped listening, and you're like, these guys are idiots, and budget week is stupid. But we got two more days after this.
And your phone's downloading it automatically anyway.
Yeah. You know who's really going to love this? Steve Rao.
Oh, dude. He's going to stop. He's just going to unsubscribe.
Yep. Let's see. I'll do mine, and then you can do whatever.
Okay.
I think the Proco Rat, the Model 2, it's a great-sounding rat. It's not anything like some of the older ones or some of the boutique stuff, but for under $50 to get into distortion, like, it gets you there. It's a good-sounding pedal. I think they're like $45 when they're just like kind of beat up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. I mean, if you don't believe me, just ask Kyle, because I just sold him one. Well, I traded him one.
A gold one, even.
Yeah, I know. That thing was so hideous. I couldn't stand it. I was like, oh, I'll clean it up. He's like, I want it. I was like, you can have it. I wanted to save it from the world. Instead, I just gave it to a person who's going to
idolize it. Just sent it to the other side of the country.
Yep. Yeah, I got as far away from me as I could.
So rat is a good pedal.
Rat's a good pedal. I mean, I think rats sound great on bass. I think rats are fun for guitar. So it's just, you know, three knobber. What is it? Gain, volume, and your tone.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the same setup they've had forever.
Yep. They have had and will always have.
Unless you get the rat tail.
And then you just have on off, right?
Yeah, everything's just at 10, I think. Straight dime.
Yeah.
Cool. You want to do a co-sandwich?
Yeah. I'm going to do a co-sandwich. I'm going to... I got the Aleca Fuzz, the EFZ3. It's one of those, you know, $30 pedals that you can pick up on Amazon sometimes, eBay. Three knob fuzz, volume, tone, and fuzz. They are all very limited in their range of what they actually do. But
like the actual knobs?
Yeah. Like, there's not a whole lot of variation when you turn them. Which is fine. But it's a sturdy box. The knobs actually feel good. And they got the little chicken head pointer knobs.
That's fun.
Yeah, it's a decent sounding fuzz. It's not a great fuzz. It's not going to get crazy and wild, but for $30 in a metal box, you know, it's pretty resilient to the point where I bought a second one, like, just thinking, like, oh, you know, if it breaks, that way I have a second one on hand, and I haven't been able to break it yet, so...
I like that.
And darn it, I've tried. So, yeah, that's that.
Yeah. You know what, though? Like, the thing about budget week, which I think is fun, is it gets you into stuff, you know?
Right.
You can try stuff out and see if you like it.
Well, and the thing with this one was it's kind of like when I talked about that keychain fuzz a week or two ago.
Yeah.
It was like... I wanted a new fuzz. I just had the itch. Totally. I'm like, I want to get a new fuzz pedal. I need fuzz. Give me fuzz.
Yeah.
And, $30. I'm like, oh, cool.
Is that it's the four knob one you have, right?
No, that's the crush. That's the crush.
Oh,
fuzz.
It is the crush fuzz. Okay.
Yeah. This is the three knob.
That one's probably amazing.
I currently have a bid on one of those for like $5 on eBay, so we'll see if I get that.
I'm out. I'm gonna go on there and outbid you right now. Yeah, but you know how many times I've just sat on Amazon or on eBay or Reverb with, like, you know, lowest one first, you know, and mm-hmm. then just like look through them and go, oh, I'd like to try that out. Like, that's the fun thing about it. Like, that's the fun thing about pedals. It's awesome to buy stuff from that's like boutique and from your friends that are from builders you know or like or whatever. But like buying like a cheap $30 pedal is gratifying.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yep.
Yep, that's it. Okay, next.
Do we have a...
Oh, yep, Brian Gower. Brian Gower suggested the Tone City Sweet Cream, which is a take on the Mad Professor. Oh, what is that pedal? Darn it. Now I can't remember. Mad Professor.
Sweet Honey.
Sweet Honey. Is it Sweet Honey?
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah, because the Sweet Baby is the Joyo one.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's a great, that's a great sounding pedal. They're, I think they're $50 new. The only thing I hate about it is like the box. I think they're ugly. Oh, where really? I think like their big box stuff, I think looks great. It's cream with like orange graphic on it. Yeah, it's pretty gross. yeah, that's a good pedal though. I think it sounds really good. It does get you in that, that Sweet Honey range for mm-hmm. sure. Of course, that, now I can't find it.
That's a type of drive that I'm not familiar with, actually. I've never played with any of those variants.
Yeah, I have the Joyo Sweet Baby, and I'll send you that at some point, because that sounds really good.
All right. Which
I'll be tuned. Stay tuned. I'll talk about that another time. I wanted to talk about the pedal, like the way it, you know, it's like gain, volume, and tone. It's like a three knobber jobber. Yeah. But sounds good. It's a mini pedal. That's the only thing. That's like one of the things I like about it too, is a little mini pedal.
Yeah.
I think it is a mini. I don't know. I can't even be sure. I don't know.
Well, mini pedals are always good, regardless of whether this one is or not.
I think, I'm pretty sure it'll fit in your mouth.
Oh, that is solid.
Then that's a mini pedal.
Yep.
Oh yeah, it is a mini pedal. Okay, I couldn't remember. So that's definitely something that it has on the Joyo for sure, which is that it's a small little pedal.
Mm-hmm.
On eBay, this one, it's so funny. Things just show up on eBay. This one's listed as new for $135. It's like, no.
No way.
Nah, brah.
Well, that's going to be a no from me, dog.
Cool. All right.
We're cranking.
We're doing it.